South Dakota farmers planting sunflowers this spring are encouraged to employ strategies to reduce infestations of red sunflower seed weevil. USDA research entomologist Jared Prasifka explains female weevils lay eggs right through the sunflower hull, with larvae eating about one-third of each developing seed, reducing yield and oil production.
They can fly and they live for several weeks. So if you don't keep populations low in your field, they can feed in yours and several other fields in the area and keep laying eggs that produce even more weevils for the next year.
Weevil populations vary year to year, as sub-zero winter temperatures without snow can lead to seasonal decline. Most insecticides are proving ineffective in controlling weevils due to developing resistance, but planting date is a tool farmers can employ to combat the pest.
Since most South Dakota farmers don't use tillage, which can keep weevil numbers down, I tell growers that avoiding weevils by getting sunflowers to bloom early is their best option. This works because weevils emerge from the soil over several weeks, and they only want to be on the sunflower plants while those plants are blooming.
Prasifka reports studies at the Dakota Lakes Research Farm near Pierre reveal planting sunflowers before May 15th can reduce weevil numbers by 60 to 70%.
But if you have good enough soil temperatures and moisture to plant the first week of May, you'll get even better results and fewer weevils than that mid-May date would get you.
Farmers altering planting date to avoid weevil infestations may be eligible for financial incentives through NRCS and its EQIP or CSP programs. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.